chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not, don't be, slothful. Slothful. Now, the Holy Ghost led me to this scripture, right? So if the Holy Ghost led me to this scripture, he said, tell him this. And you know, whenever the Holy Ghost is saying something, he's saying something for our what? Good. God is trying to do what to us? Bless us. God's trying to hook us up. So we're going to get our notebook out, and we're going to find out. We're going to study this together with the Holy Ghost. He said, be ye not, don't be slothful, but follow. Say, don't be lazy. Thank you, Jesus. That's the first commandment. Don't be lazy. Don't be a sloth. Don't be slow, but get up. And be but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. Now, it didn't say don't be sloth. It didn't say don't be slothful and follow people that inherit promises. Did it say that? No. See, we mess up sometimes. We see people that looks like they've inherited promises. But it's not just to follow someone that inherits a promise or it looks like they've got something. Because there are a lot of people that got some stuff, but they didn't get it the godly way. And when you don't get God's way, guess what? You're not going to be able to keep. You've got to get it the way God wants you to have it. If you get it by people and men, if men set you up, guess who can take you down? Men. So it didn't say be followers of those who just do well. Didn't say that. But it said be followers of people who through faith and patience, through faith and patience, inherit. It's a good thing because you know what? I'm so glad that we can inherit promises through faith. We listened to a tape that talked about one of the gifts of they go out and they come in, and one of the verses that ministries have the ability to do is to teach us how to escape. They teach us how to escape. Well, we can get in rough situations and in tight spots. And through faith, we learn how to get out of those things. So it says, be followers of those of them who through faith and patience, waiting on God, and trusting and believing in God by faith. You know, it's okay to follow someone that doesn't know that you can't see the evidence yet. But if they're great in faith and patiently waiting, amen, and you find out that they're waiting God and trusting and believing in God, shows up, it might take a little bit of time to get there, but it will supernaturally come and be there when it's supposed to be there. You can't give up. You can't give up because some people want security in the things of the world. Oh, no, you better get security in the things of God. I'm going to hang with the faith people. I'm going to stay in faith till the day God takes me home, and I'll still be in faith. We need to be patient in our faith. Those are the people who inherit promises. I'm not going to be around anybody that look like they got a promise. There are a whole lot of people we could be following, a whole lot of things we could be into. They didn't get that stuff by faith. Some of them got it from grandmommy. Somebody got it from doing this little trick, from doing that little trick, manipulation. Somebody got it from working people over. But you don't want to follow people that get things that way. You want to follow people that hear God's voice. And God says he's going to do something, and they just wait on God to do it, and there it is. Whoop, there it is. That's the kind of people we want to follow. People who through faith and patience inherit promises. Isn't that nice to know that we can inherit promises by faith and patience? For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater name, he swore by himself, saying, surely. This is God to us tonight, church. This is the Holy Ghost to us right now. He's just saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. He said that, didn't he? He said that. He spoke it. How many had God say something to you? Oh, how many had the Lord speak some things? And all you got is the word. Well, you know, every word he speaks out of his mouth, he backs it up with his name. And so, see, you got to do your part. You got to do, God does his part by saying it. And so, well, see, we got to realize that God can say anything. So, and so. You hear people talk about it all the time. You know, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. Maybe he did. Even if he did. And so, people forfeit many promises. People throw away many dreams, many visions, many goals. People abort many babies, spiritual babies, before the time. Why? And so, after you get a word, after you get a promise, doesn't look like a promise coming to pass. Some people say, they didn't tell me I'd have this. 3 weeks go by, I ain't got it yet. What? I've been in this thing for a whole year. Well, it took the devil 20 years to get you where you are. And you going to get out of that thing in 1 year? 2 months? And so, you got to do something with the word. And when you do nothing with it, you don't want to be left off with, and so. All right? We need to pick that up as a body. And when we're discipling people and we're mentoring people that get words and promises and stuff like that, how many are going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might and able to help others? People hear stuff all the time. Well, God told me this, God told me what? And so, after He had patiently endured. Isn't that a nice word? How many of you people never want to hear that word? You know, endurance and patience go together. Patience and endurance. When you get into big faith, you need big patience and big endurance. Big miracles take great patience and great endurance. Patience and endurance. It's in the word. Here's the father of our faith, Abraham. He got his blessing of a child through patience and endurance. And it says, follow those who through patience and endurance. After he had patiently endured, he did what? He obtained. What did he obtain? The promise. Surely I got a word. See, you can don't wait on something you're not sure whether it's a word from God or yet. Don't wait. You're going to be disappointed. First of all, you got to say, and surely saying, I will bless thee, make sure you got a word from the Holy Ghost. Check it in Scripture. Let it be confirmed again and again and again. Make sure that you know. Before you start waiting on something, make sure you know what you're waiting on. Make sure it's scriptural. Make sure it's true. Make sure it's tried, and then start waiting. There are a lot of people waiting on a bunch of stuff they think is God's word. It's not God's word. It's a fantasy. You got to know the difference between faith and fantasy, foolishness and presumption. But if it's in the word, it's yours, and you can have it. Amen? You'd be waiting forever. But when God says something, you can wait on it. Surely, he said, God said this. And when God had promised Abraham, because he could swear by no greater name, he swore by himself, saying, Surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will bless thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. People that mix patience and endurance with the word of God, guess what? Obtain. What do you got mixed with your word? Patience and endurance. Mixed with what? The word. When you mix patience and endurance with the word, guess what? You are going to obtain something. Amen? That's faith. When you start to mix a little bit of patience with endurance, you're going to have your miracle. You're going to have what God said you're going to have. For men verily swear by no greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willingly more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for a refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that wherein the veil. One thing I want you to write down, the word hope. You know what hope is? An earnest expectation. Hope is an earnest expectation. I believe the Holy Ghost tonight is trying to tell us, again, an expectation. I believe the Holy Ghost has said, listen, I didn't lie to you. What are you expecting me to do? I'm going to do exactly what you expect.
And that expectation will anchor your soul.
Hope anchors our soul. What do you mean, anchored soul? Well, the soulical realm has to do with our emotions, doesn't it? Our emotions and our mental stability. Anybody ever been whacked out? Well, when your soul's not anchored, you get zappy. You feel like you're going to flip out. Nervous, can't sleep at night, can't control your thoughts, can't concentrate, can't focus. You're just strung out, ready to zap out. Anybody been there? Well, we get there when we don't anchor our soul. Notice that it used the word anchor. Because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He's like the what? A ship? What? Tossed at sea. Why? It has no anchor to hold it where God wants it to be. Hope anchors us so that we would not be double-minded or unstable in our head. Does that make sense? Hope is an earnest expectation, and when we expect God to do something anchored in the Word, guess what? Our mind will come together. Get your head together, amen? I'm anchored in the Lord. And the Bible says a double-minded man shouldn't expect anything from God. Well, it also says if you don't have a hope, it says now faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things unseen, right? Well, you can tell a person that head's not straight. They don't have an expectation. Faith in my heart, hope in my head. Faith and hope. They work. They can get the job done. Faith in my heart. That gift of faith in my heart. And hope in my head. I'm anchored. And when we have hope in our heads and expectation, I expect it. You know, I just expect something good to happen. You start to live like you got an expectation. How many are living like you got an expectation? Anybody expecting calamity? Anybody expecting destruction? But what are you expecting? See, many people get expectation and hope confused with faith. Faith and hope are confused. Many people think that their hope is their faith. No. Your hope is your expectation. Your faith are your actions. Your faith is your deeds and the things that you do in your obedience. Because you have hope, guess what? You start to operate in faith. Because I expect God, because I expect God to prosper this church and see this church grow, we keep going when the devil says stop. And God looks at that action, faith. See, Abraham had a promise from God. He expected a child. Well, him just expecting a child wasn't faith. Did you know that? But it became faith when he got up and left where he was and did something. You won't get evidence until you start to turn your hope and you start to put some faith with your hope. And you're not going to be able to be moving in faith without an expectation because you don't know where you're going. There are a lot of people that don't have any expectation, any vision, any focus, any purpose, no, nothing. But they say, I got a bunch of faith. Well, listen, what are you going to use your faith on but your expectation? Let me know what you're believing God for. Let me know what your expectation. What are you hoping for? Let me at least put my faith with your expectation. That's why when people get up there, what are you waiting? What do you want? What do you want? Because we're going to be moving in faith here, amen? We're going to be moving in faith. When I lay hands on you, the action of my laying hands on you is faith. But faith doesn't work unless it has an expectation to move on. Why? Because you're bringing a spiritual reality into the natural, and it's got to go through the gate. Somebody say, go through the gate. Through faith and patience, inherit promises. And many of you people have got some promises and some things spoken on you. Miraculous miracles that you're believing God to do. Things you got to get beyond the point where you're believing God. And get to the point where you're expecting God to do this. You're expecting that check in the mail. Yes, you can live that way. Yes! If you're walking, if God said some things to you, what are you going to do? Are you going to call him a liar? Well, if he's not alive, that means you should be expecting. If he said he's going to do this, you better start looking for it. And if you're not looking for it, obviously you don't expect him to do what he said he's going to do. I expect God to fulfill his promises. I expect it to happen. I'm not wishing for it to happen. There's a difference between when we get to wishing for stuff. I don't pray for any wish prayers. Lord, I wish you'd do that. I don't have a fairy tale. We're not throwing coins in a fountain someplace. Well, if you feel like doing this, that's not how we pray. God doesn't move on any of that stuff. We've got expectation, glory to God, and we're just waiting for it to manifest. Yes, we expect it. We expect the healing in your hand and your feet. There's an expectation there. Yes. When he spoke it in his word, we expect it to happen, amen. And we're just looking for the Holy Ghost to give us some type of direction on how we can start to walk in faith toward the manifestation of that miracle that we're believing for. That's patience. That's how you inherit promises. You should get excited now and start to praise God for your expectation. He is not a man that he should lie. He's not going to lie to you. There are some people that had to believe God for much harder stuff than you had to believe for. Nothing too hard for God. There's a great cloud of witnesses out there, whole lot of them out there, that got what they wanted from God the same way that you're going to have to get it. They heard a word and got an expectation. They went marching around the walls of Jericho expecting it to come down. They didn't know how it was going to come down. They didn't know. They were just marching. They had a hope and faith. Their faith was not that the wall was going to come down. See, that's not faith. Their faith was their marching. So you got to understand obedience is faith. So you got to understand that God, whatever God tells you to do, do it. Listen, what was the faith for the first miracle? What was the faith for the first miracle? She said, Jesus said, listen, I want some water. Get me some pots and fill them with water. They needed wine. But they were filling pots with water. He didn't tell them what he was going to do with the water. He did not tell them that. They didn't know what they were doing. But Mary said, Mary had got a miracle. And Mary had learned to produce some miracles. God told Mary that you would conceive a son without having any man come on you. And Mary said, Lord, be it unto me even as you will. I am your obedient servant. That's a woman of faith. See, that's how you get a word, a seed on the inside, and you get obedience, and you inherit promises. It's the same way. And Mary said, listen, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I mean, he could tell you your expectation could be a house in Alaska. And God could tell you to start walking south or walking in the other direction. It's not what you're doing, it's the obedience that does it. God said, there's some faith, I can bring it to pass. Know your expectation, but faith is wrapped in obedience. Faith is just obedience. Sometimes it's silly to get up out of the bed. You got some things that wouldn't even make you want to get up out of the bed. You know you're not in the flesh. You're not going to accomplish anything that day. How many had some stuff so big for you that, I mean, it was just, you knew that your stuff, I mean, in the natural, you ain't nothing going to happen today. But why did you have to get up anyway? Faith. Faith. One thing going to be working. My faith's going to be working. I got the switch turned on. So you got to have the switch turned on, the switch of faith. Anybody ever heard of the switch of faith? Anybody ever heard of the switch of faith? Hope is like, it's like electricity. And you want light in this room, right? Well, hope are all the wires that are connected throughout this entire building. That's your hope, your expectation. That's the conductor. And your faith is you turning the switch. You got to turn on the switch for the miracle to take place. That's why it says, be not slothful in enduring, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. Isn't it nice that we don't got to do a lot? We just got to do what God tells us to do every day. Isn't it neat? And God's going to wake you up that day and say, Lord, it says, do all things in faith. The Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. What are your expectations? I want you to get your expectation fresh in your head. Make sure you got a promise. Make sure it's in the word. Make sure it's scriptural. How many got a promise? How many got something that God spoke to you in his word and you know it's scriptural? Well, that's an expectation. Well, that expectation So you got a word. So? So what do you got to do? Activate faith and patience. That means you got to continually be obedient. Patient endurance. Not just, well, I did a little step of faith yesterday when he first said it. No, you got to stay in faith until the manifestation. Don't give up. Stay in faith. Stay. I don't care if it takes you 50 years. You in faith. Stay in. Don't just wait. But there's a way we wait. We wait in faith. I'm just hanging around drinking coffee. You know, many people are way bitter. You can't wait bitter. That's not faith. You're not waiting for anything. That's not going to accomplish anything. You have to wait in faith. It's not like, well, there's a time frame and I can act any way I want to. And when God, on November the 15th, 2006, I'm going to get my miracle. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to put in the time. And the time that God counts are faith time. So when you're waiting, make sure you're waiting faith. Brother Hagin said, those that are willing to wait forever, it won't be long. Notice that he said, occupy till I come. What does occupy mean? Mean be obedient. Do what the word says. Stay in faith. I'm going to occupy until my miracle manifests. I'm not going to stand pouting, destitute, crying. I didn't ask God. Now I got my promise. I got my expectation. Now I'm going to occupy myself until my miracle shows up. I'm going to make the most of every opportunity. Occupy. Be not slothful, but be ready. God's going to do it. Don't you give up yet. Don't ever give up. I don't care if you've been battling something, a situation, or a yoke of bondage. I don't care if you've been battling that thing for years. I don't care how many deliverances. Listen, don't you give up. Hang on in there. Don't let the devil lie to you and say you're going to be stuck with that. God can change anything. He can change anything. You believe God. You trust God. You get obedient. You're going to get your miracle. Don't give up on your relative. Don't give up on your husband. Don't give up on your wife. Don't you give up on your children. Don't give up. And don't you settle for less. Don't you let the devil talk to you. You better talk to the devil and say, no, I'm believing God. This thing is going to change. I'm going to stand in faith until I get what God says I should have. I've got an expectation, and you're going to change. You've got the authority in Jesus' name. Your stuff is not going to stay the same. The devil tried to lie to me and tell you there are some things in my life. He said, oh, it will always be there. They ain't there. Things do change. When you're in the midst of it, the devil tries to say, it'll never give. It gives in. Think about some of the things you were stuck in, didn't think you'd ever get out of. Think about it. Situations. You know, you got some new devils. You don't got the same devils you used to have. They're new ones. You had wore those last ones out. Those other ones went down. The ones you're dealing with right now are going to go down. They are going to go down. You are not going to stay that way. You are getting better. You are increasing. Things are changing in your life. And you're learning. You're learning how to take them down faster. Study them. You need to look at those things you're trying to mention and say, oh, you're going to change. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to get my promise. You need to talk to your stuff. You need to talk to yourself. If you talk to it, it won't talk to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? You don't have to give up your hope. Don't you get rid of your expectation. You got some timing on that stuff. See, many times we limit God. Now check out this. The first scripture we read, be followers of them who through insurance claims, car wrecks and calamity inherit promises. That he'll give it to you through faith and patience. Jesus. We bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.